Tulip Mania. Tonight we're going to look at Johann Heinrich Herwart. It was in 1559 that the first tulip definitely is known to have bloomed in Europe. It grew in the garden of Johann Herwart, a councillor of Augsburg in Bavaria. The town was part of the Holy Roman Empire, a remarkable agglomeration of German cities and states that lasted from the Dark Ages to the Napoleonic era, and in many cases is only remembered because of Voltaire's phrase, quote, "It is neither holy, nor Roman, nor an empire," end of quote. At any rate, Herr Herwart's garden was very popular with visitors coming from miles away to see it. And of course, his tulip was the garden's crowning glory. One of these visitors to his garden was a natural scientist known as Conrad Gesner, who lived in Zurich, and he was a brilliant man. Besides studying zoology, he studied botany, and he was a medical doctor. By late in the 1550s, he was compiling important works of natural history, for which he's best remembered, including a comprehensive botany work called Catalogus Plantarum. And so he was able to understand the significance of the brilliant import he found in Herwart's flower bed. Quote, "In the month of April, 1559, I saw this plant displayed, sprung from a seed that had come from the Byzantines, or as others say, Cappadocia. It was a single, beautiful red flower, large, like a red lily, formed of 8 petals, of which 4 were outside and the other 4 within. Gesner made a short sketch of the flower, which still survives, which is covered with scribbled marginal notes and questions that pay tribute to his inquisitive mind. The drawing shows the rounded flower with tight-wrapped petals curling delicately outward at the tips. But in this watercolor, there are only 6 petals, the normal number, rather than the 8 he mentioned in his written description, leaving open an interesting question. Was this actually a, quote, sport or mutation tulip?" Gesner called it Tulipa Turcarum, acknowledging that its Provence was the Ottoman Empire. By the time Gesner completed his sketch in the spring of 1559, the tulip had certainly established itself elsewhere in Europe. Gesner had seen a sketch of another specimen, a yellow version this time, that may have grown in northern Italy. The sketch had been sent to Gesner by his friend Johann Kentmann, an artist who lived in Padua, Venice, and Bologna between 1549 and 1551. From these bases and others, the tulip spread quickly from country to country. Its novelty, its delicacy, and its beauty made it welcomed everywhere, and its wide distribution was assisted by the easy portability of its bulbs. The discovery of gold and silver mines in the Americas and the trade routes to the Indies, there was more money in Europe than ever before, and the rich were looking for interesting new ways to spend it. The Renaissance had reawakened interest in science, and printing had made both new discoveries and hoarded stories of older knowledge more available. One consequence of these developments was that botany and gardening were greatly in fashion amongst the elites. Many of the most influential and affluent citizens of Europe not only planted their own gardens, but wanted to stock them with rare and coveted plants, even in Augsburg. Herr Herwart's collection was easily overshadowed by the great Fugger's garden. The Fuggers were a fabulously rich family of Bavarian bankers. They began growing tulips in Augsburg by the early 1570s, and then tulips sprouted everywhere. They're found in Vienna by 1572. They're in Frankfurt by 1593. in the south of France by 1598, although it is possible that they may have been there actually earlier. In England, bulbs were sent in as early as 1582. By the end of the 16th century, endless ranks of hybrids, each more colorful than the last, began appearing. James Garrett was one of the best-known botanists in England, and he spent 20 years producing new varieties. Garrett was a Flemish immigrant who worked as a pharmacist and kept a garden at London Wall. He raised tulips that were yellow, white, red, and lilac, while not valued for their beauty, but for their supposed medicinal properties. Quote, mash tulips into red wine and drink it, end of quote. That's a cure for a crick in the neck. The royal garden of Charles I, who reigned from 1625 to 49, cultivated 50 different tulips. Now, the problem was keeping track of this botanical explosion, and it required typing, and it required figuring out which ones were rare and which ones were common. Because without a system of evaluation, a trade in tulips could never have developed. That brings us to Carlos Clusius, some call the father of the tulip. He will come on the scene and provide us with what is necessary so we can figure out which ones are common and which ones are rare. Now, the sources for this: Tulip Mania by Dash, Tulips in the Ottoman Turkish Culture of Art by Demoise, Revolt in the Netherlands by Guile, The Book of the Tulip by Hall, The Tulip by Pavord, and Memoirs of Extraordinarily Popular Delusions and Madnesses of Crowds by McKay. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.